And finally, the Catholic bishops of England and Wales issued a pre-election message today encouraging all Catholics to use their vote to seek parliamentary candidates who will serve the common good. The letter focuses on valuing life, family, migration, supporting the development of the world's poor, the environment, and the importance of religious belief. We spoke to the Archbishop of Westminster and President of the English Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Vincent Nichols.
The weakening and at times the breakdown of trust is one of the things that we see at this present time. It's illustrated in the difficulties and scandal around the expenses of members of parliament. It's illustrated in the financial institutions, in the financial crisis that we've been living through. And of course, it has its echoes in the church. But what we're saying is that trust is re-established by good lives. And this is especially a duty on those in leadership positions. So we echo very much the words of Pope Benedict in Caritas in Veritate when he says that what society needs is, in all its different sectors, leaders who are men and women of integrity and whose consciences are formed and who are committed to the service of the common good. And that's our fundamental appeal and line of argument in the broader document. And then we apply that to a number of areas. And these are the areas that we ask people to follow up in their questioning of MPs. So the overarching question is, does this candidate give you confidence that he will genuinely pursue the common good? Or is this candidate, this woman candidate, is she more interested in particular interests and in using her possible election in a more narrow way? And then in more particular things, we ask about the family, we ask about the importance of marriage, we ask sensitive questions about how candidates would handle issues of immigration, we talk about care for the environment, care for the elderly, and also how a candidate understands the role of religion and of faith communities in a modern society like ours.